Hi everyone, welcome to Global Voice. My name is Jeff.
My name is Emily.
Today's article is titled Lighting Up the Natural World. And so today we're talking about a concept in biology known as bioluminescence. So this is a big long word. Basically, it just simply refers to when a living organism, like an insect, for example, or a fish, has the ability to light up like a lamp. And this is something that's not too uncommon in nature, but obviously a very small percentage of organisms have the ability to do this, and so it's pretty interesting to see things like bacteria or algae or insects or fish light up at night. It can be pretty beautiful to see, and it's also kind of fascinating because it makes you wonder what exactly is causing these animals or plants or whatever they happen to be, what's causing them to light up? It seems like a very unusual thing. Like how could a creature evolve this ability to begin with? It just seems so very different from what we're used to. There has to be some explanation for it. And so in today's article, we're just going to talk about bioluminescence and where it came from, what purpose it serves. And also, we're going to look at some famous examples of bioluminescence in nature, many of which I'm sure most people are familiar with at some level, or at least they've heard of it if they haven't seen it in real life, in person. So, bioluminescence, have you heard of this word before?
Yeah, I have. Probably in science classes at some point, and as the article says later, you know, there's some movies where it's featured. So I think a lot of people, you know, they've seen Moana, they've seen all the kind of lit up ocean views in that movie and kind of other movies as well. So yeah, it's a term that I've heard of before.
Yeah, it's a word that, you know, even if you don't know the word itself, because it's kind of a technical term, I think, you're probably going to be familiar with it to some extent. You mentioned Moana, I think?
Yeah, Moana.
I didn't see that, but I hear it uses a lot of bioluminescence in it.
Yeah, it's some pretty cool animation, and especially, you know, the fact that it's based on actual things. It's not just this cool fantasy magic in a movie.
Well, I think that's one reason why it does appear so often in movies and especially animated movies, is that it is so magical looking, but also real at the same time. So you get that sort of magical looking effect, but it's rooted in something that's real. And so I think that's one reason why it's so common.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the movie Avatar. I feel like they had bioluminescence. I'm not entirely certain, but I have a vague memory of, you know, some scene where the forest is all lit up with this bioluminescence.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've seen that movie, but that sounds familiar. I know another movie that had instances of bioluminescence was The Life of Pi.
Is that the one where the guy is stuck on a boat with a tiger?
Yeah, that's the one. And there are some... There's a scene where... Did you see that one?
I think I did, but I think I've read the book, too, but I don't have a very clear memory of it.
It was kind of a while ago by now, but... there was the part of the movie where he finds this floating island of meerkats, and the algae surrounding this island lights up.
Oh, so that's how he discovers the island. Interesting. Yeah, I've actually seen bioluminescence in real life before. It was, like you mentioned, it was algae, because there's this set of islands near where I'm from. They're called the San Juan Islands, and they have, this bioluminescent algae kind of in the bays by the island. And I think you can kind of go on tours to go kayaking at night or in the early evening to see this, like, pretty cool phenomenon. I don't remember that clearly. Like, I think I was a kid when I saw it, but I do remember thinking, "Oh, this is pretty cool. This is why is the water glowing?"
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that personally. I know there's some places in Taiwan that have it as well. The only thing that I can think of that I've for sure can say that I've seen bioluminescence in person in nature would be just fireflies, which of course are those beetles that fly around. There's thousands of different species of them around the world, but they're those, you know, the beetles that fly around, and then typically around twilight they come out and start flying around and lighting up. I'm sure you've seen that somewhere.
Yeah, I really like them. I actually only saw them this year for the first time, because where I'm from, we don't have fireflies, but Taiwan does. And so during the spring of this year, I went on a couple firefly, you know, explorations. I found some articles online that said, oh, this is a good place to go see fireflies. So I went and checked them out, and I thought it was pretty fun. My friend gave me a recommendation of this kind of secret spot behind a university, so that was pretty cool to go try to find.
That's nice. Where was it about?
It was like there's like a university on the Brown Line in Taipei that's kind of by the mountains, and there was like this little pond, so he just gave me the Google coordinates and I had to try to find this spot where theoretically there would be a bunch of fireflies.
Well, that's nice. I remember my biggest memory of fireflies, I guess, was just also in the mountains in my home state. They'd come out, like, you know, thousands of them at night. Other than that, I mean, I guess you could find them in a lot of places, but it has to be like, you kind of have to be out in nature somewhere.
I think the climate has to be pretty specific as well. And I think they like sources of water, so it can't be too dry of a place.
Yeah, they really like wetlands as well, like swamps and places like that, apparently. And I know they're fun for the children. They like to catch them and put them in bottles, apparently.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty classic childhood, you know, thing to do, but I never got to do that. I never had the chance since they weren't in my area growing up. So it's kind of cool as an adult to be able to see fireflies for the first time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I haven't seen one in a long time. I guess I don't go to the right places. It's really also the big deal is you have to be there at the right time also. So
yeah,
you probably
the
went there around like right when it was getting dark.
Yeah, it was when it was getting dark, and then you started to see these little lights popping up, and it's like, oh, there they are, there's the fireflies.
And what's great about them is they're easy to see, you can't really miss them.
Yeah, they're not camouflaged with
the
landscape.
Right, it's like the opposite of
being camouflaged. Really stand out.
So it's not like bird watching or something, where it's, unless you're really observant, you're not going to see anything. The article talks all about bioluminescence, and then in the second half we're going to get more into the chemistry of it and talk more about why an animal or any other type of organism would evolve this feature. It actually serves a lot of different purposes, and we'll talk about a few of those. But for now, let's go ahead and just read the first half of the article. Lighting up the natural world.